the whole thing we got.
A 40-year-old man so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
The Sully Show, 640 WGST, each weekday between noon and 2, and every Friday, a little bit after 1 o'clock, Limpert Tech. That's what I'm going to try and call this segment from here on out. Anyway, always good to visit with Rick Limpert, who joins us from an undisclosed Starbucks location, probably somewhere north of Atlanta. How are you, sir?
Yeah, always undisclosed, Sully, to protect the innocent and... yeah, good to talk to you. How you doing?
You may be ordering a grande non-fat latte in just a few moments, and you could be within 10 or 15 feet of the great Rick Limpert. You just never know.
That would be definitely a lowlight in somebody's life, probably.
Rick, of course, an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor, and we are glad to have him as a contributor on 640 WGST. You can read Rick's work in a number of different places, including the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and Everything Georgia. See them online, gafollowers.com. And Rick on Twitter, his handle is Rick Roswell. Rick, before we get started with the news of the week that you have for us, talk a little bit about your stay in Hot Springs, Virginia this past week.
Yeah, was up there this week, the Omni Homestead Resort, Hot Springs, Virginia, one of the oldest resorts in the country. It's where Sam Snead, the pro golfer, legendary pro golfer, got his start in golf. And it has the oldest continuous running golf course in the country, dating back to 1892. 23 sitting or ex-presidents have played and stayed there, and it's really the only place in the country that can lay claim to that. So a lot of history, and a beautiful resort up there in the mountains of Virginia, and the leaves are starting to turn up there too, so really nice.
Oh, fall in the Old Dominion state is a beautiful thing, that's for sure.
Yeah, enjoyed my stay in the Commonwealth, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the news and notes in technology this week. A lot of buzz about these iPhones, which are literally about to be available to the public coming soon. What can we expect to see in the new 6S and 6S Plus?
Not a lot different than what we got last year, Sully. It's, there's a few little improvements to it. They're going to be available starting next Friday. I'll be out at the AT&T store at Lenox to talk to some of the people on the line and see what their reaction is and what kind of they're thinking. You know, a new processor, a little improvement to the camera, a few other little improvements, some extra colors that they're adding in, that rose gold color. It's more of the same. Again, it's a great phone, though. We love the cameras in those iPhones. We love how they perform. Just a little bit of an update from last year.
iOS 9 just popped up on many people's Apple devices. Have you had the chance to download that or heard anything about the new operating system?
I haven't put it on my iPad yet. I usually wait a little bit and just kind of see what the fallout is, what changes they're going to make, and there'll be updates to that, to the new iOS 9. More secure. That's what they're saying about it. So for people that use mobile transactions and need security on their mobile devices, they're recommending that you upgrade right away.
Talking with Rick Limpert, we do it every Friday, just a little bit after 1 o'clock here on 640 WGST. You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell. Scary headline here that you've written, the air traffic control tower of the future does not include humans. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know, Sully. I have the same thought that you did. It's going to be tested in Sweden first. There's an airport there. They're going to have just computers running and high-def cameras, and the controllers are actually going to be at an airport that's a couple hours away, so they'll be able to see and tell what's going on at that other airport, and they'll make the calls from a remote location. But they're going to test this out. I tend to side with them. I like having a human there to cut through the any problems or just to be outside. The extra set of human eyes there has got to be worth something. But they're going to try this out, thankfully, in Sweden and not in Atlanta and Chattanooga.
Well, yeah, this would not be a good venue to test it out. Of course, Hartsfield, the busiest airport in the world. Let's hope for good things to happen there in Sweden as this is rolled out. You talked just a minute ago about AT&T. Of course, you're going to be up at the AT&T store talking to some folks up at Lenox Mall next Friday. for the debut of the new iPhone 6 and 6S, the 6S and 6S Plus. Talk about this new partnership that AT&T has with Best Buy, though.
Yep. You know, Best Buy, a retailer, the big box retailers haven't set the world on fire. I think most people know that. AT&T, they have retail stores, but they're also going to put little retail stores and have little dedicated areas in Best Buy stores, up to 250 around the country. I wrote an article about that this week. This is brand new news. But what AT&T is going to offer in the Best Buy are AT&T trained associates that will be able to help you with things. And AT&T is also going to use this as a way to promote their digital life platform for your home. So the connected home, that's going to be a big part of this. So you'll start seeing AT&T little stores popping up in Best Buy very soon.
And of course, they're going to be able to promote their new relationship, the new singular company, I guess, AT&T and DirecTV together.
Yeah, and a lot of people have questions about that. Hopefully these associates that'll be in the stores will be able to give recommendations and be able to help people with those decisions. Those are tough decisions because, you know, you spend a lot of money each month on whether if you have cable or satellite. So it's important that you know what you're getting yourself into and you know what you're doing.
Chatting with Rick Limpert here, as we do every Friday on 640 WGST, just a little bit after 1 o'clock. Talk about Porsche and its first electric car. Things are just becoming more and more electric here with our vehicles.
Yeah, they really are. Porsche now, a high-performance car. They're going to be turning out an electric car. It's going to be fun to see how much the car will be able to match what the standards that Porsche set for decades. So they unveiled this car at the Frankfurt Auto Show this week, and it's called the Porsche Mission E. And we'll see. It's got it's got a powerful little battery in it, and it'll go up to 500 kilometers on a single battery charge. So Porsche is got a high performance car that'll be heading into the electric car world.
You know, there's something about revving that engine after you've had an odd confrontation with somebody. I wonder what it must be like to be in a fight and then get in an electric car and drive away.
How many confrontations are you having on a daily basis, Sully?
Well, I mean, not a lot, but I do think about that as kind of the accent to any.
Oh yeah, that's the exclamation point on an argument or a tiff you might have. So yeah, it's the electric cars. You don't get that same revving action, but at least when you're revving, you're helping the environment, I guess.
Absolutely. Wrapping up with Rick Limpert here on 640 WGST. I'm glad that you have some news here about Tottenham Hotspur of the Premier League in North London. Tell us what's going on with Spurs.
Just put this in for you, Sully, because I know you're a big fan. OneUp Games has developing apps for Premier League teams. So Tottenham Hotspur, they have a Kinect app, similar to the Kinect app that the NFL has debuted. This is kind of gamifying Premier League live matches. It's available for your iPhone and iPad. And you can play little games, Connect Four, kind of tic-tac-toe by predicting plays or outcomes of what's going on in the field. So for people that like watching Premier League and then they like having a little gamifying it, the experience as well, this is a great app. And I assume this OneUp Games will be coming out with other similar apps for other teams as well. So if you're a Manchester United fan, this is wait your turn.
Well, the Premier League is certainly gaining popularity in many parts of the United States, but some bad news about Tottenham Hotspur. Their game scheduled for Sunday morning at 8:30 Eastern Time here along the East Coast of the United States. Tottenham against Crystal Palace at White Hart Lane. That game has been moved off of NBC Sports over to USA Network, part of the NBC family, of course. But what Premier League broadcasters here in the States with NBC Sports have discovered is that when Tottenham is on the big channel, not that many people watch.
What's wrong with your team, Sully? That's terrible. That'd be like moving the Braves off of Fox Sports South and putting a Little League game on because they're having a bad year, I guess.
Well, they have their own viewership and attendance problems as well. But in the meantime, come on, you Spurs, Sunday morning at 8:30 against Crystal Palace. Rick, hope you have a great weekend. It looks like we're set for some good fall weather here, hopefully. Hope you enjoy it and always appreciate you joining us here on 640 WGST.
No problem. I just got to find out what channel USA Network is now.
Rick Limpert there, Rich Sullivan here. The Sully Show continues after this.